My name's Doug Valesky. I'm currently the Assistant Administrator for Enterprise Services for the State of Montana's Information Technology Services Division. ITSD's customers are mainly state other state agencies. We also do services for like telecommunications for the university systems, local governments, we do work for them, and we have a few private entities, but not many, but the majority of our work is all with the other state agencies.
Last year, I interviewed Doug and asked him where ITSD's funding comes from.
We have to do chargebacks, and that is for the majority of the work that we do. We do have some general fund that was just approved this last session for a new network, and then also some bonding for a new enterprise services data center.
Doug, what concerns caused you to look for a better way to plan your budget and rates?
When budgets are getting tighter, and the legislatures start working on their budgets, and there's a lot of look into the internal services funds. We show them our budget, we show them our rates, and they say, okay, what's included in this desktop rate or in this overhead tax? We have a hard time explaining what's all in there. They'll also tell us, okay, well, it's too high, we're just... you need to cut off 15% or 10% off the total. So we do that, but we don't cut any of our services, and it comes out of our working capital if we have any left. And we don't have the tools, the resources to explain exactly what does this mean? What services are you going to cut off? And we can't do that. So we just eat it and throughout the biennium make cuts wherever we can to make up for it. We have our employees who are trying to provide these services that, again, are not funded, and it's just causes a lot of unsettlement and unhappiness internally, too.
How does this impact your clients, the agencies?
I think the biggest challenge is that we have, we're not able to explain our rates to our customers. We're not able to tell them that this is what you're getting. Our rates were approved, and since it was never defined exactly what's included in those, they expect a lot more than we're able to provide. There may be a new service that a client wants, and they ask ITSD if we can provide it to them. And since we don't have all of our services defined, clearly defined, it's hard for us to get together, figure out, can we do it? And then the big question, well, what are we going to charge for it? And by the time we figure everything out, and it's just a big guess because we really don't have any clear definitions or processes, our turnaround is very long. That just creates a lot of problems.
How do your clients react to the rates that you publish?
Of course, they're too high. And there are a lot of things that we have in our rates currently that we shouldn't. We do a lot of internal subsidization into our rates that don't belong there. We've had difficulties in the past of getting other funding for those things, so they're all included in our rates. So, of course, our customers think they can get the service elsewhere cheaper because we have all these extra costs in there.
How do you plan your budget and service catalog today?
We have, it's just a homegrown system that we called our cost recovery information system. Basically, it's a traditional budgeting system. But what we do is we start out with a base budget. From that base budget, we predict any major equipment we need to purchase, maintenance on that equipment, software purchases, maintenance on that, any new purchases that we may have to make, our personal services. So basically all of our expense categories. And we increase those or decrease those or whatever to try to come up with a budget based off of expense codes. Once we have all those expense codes, we allocate them to the bureaus that actually provide services.
Bureaus are the managers groups within IT.
It's kind of a by guess by gosh process. We sit together with the bureau chiefs and just kind of figure out, oh, how much time do we spend doing work for you? How much time do you spend doing work for us? And we go through that.
So you went looking for a better way. What did you find out there?
I started actually looking, about 2 years ago. Basically, all I was finding was new ways of doing the same mistakes we're already doing. what I found out there was a lot of different software packages. But those software packages, again, were just doing budgeting and rate recovery the same way that our in-house product was doing. And in fact, in many ways, our in-house product has been very advanced for many years, the way people were doing things, and has been used as a model for many different organizations. I didn't want to make the investment on another product that was basically doing what we already were.
You heard Dean Meyer present at a conference last year. How did this change your thinking?
When I met Dean and he presented the full cost maturity model, I took that home and I started reading it. And it was, you know, the introduction and the first few chapters is talking about organizations and problems that they were having with it. And it was like they wrote it for ITSD. It addressed and hit all the major issues that we currently have. It just made a lot of sense. It was completely different from the way we did things before. It just made sense.
Implementing the full cost process takes a lot of effort on the part of the leadership team. How did you get your peers to agree to do it?
As far as getting buy-in, our leadership team knows we have problems, and they knew we needed to do something, and I've talked to them many a times about all of this. So it's nothing new. It's not anything that I was just preaching. Everybody knew it, and it was just what to do. After I convinced them, I set up a telephone conference with Dean and our leadership team. And after the discussions and questions, when Dean kind of explained the full cost model from, you know, his point of view and the questions that they had, I didn't get any fallback or concerns or issues from anyone. It was, yeah, this sounds great. Do what you have to do. Let's get this implemented.
Were they willing to spend the time it takes to do a real business plan?
It's going to be very time-consuming, and right now in our organization, you know, with the problems that I've already discussed with our current, you know, workload and lack of resources, it's going to be a challenge for us to, you know, define and complete this whole model to show us kind of the caliber of ITSD that we have right now is how willing everybody is to work on this project. They're willing to put the time and the effort into it. I think all this upfront work on this model will just save a lot of time in the long run. And I think a big benefit is just going to be the teamwork and having a final product that they can take ownership on, particularly in, you know, in their budget units that they're responsible for, and see the process and feel good about it. I think it's just going to be an overall benefit.
What are you hoping to get out of the full cost process?
My hopes for the full cost model is to improve our customer relations with the agencies. I like the thought of being able to go to our customers and show them and talk to them about our products and services. We're going to have the service catalog with highly defined services in detail, and we're going to know exactly how much each of those things are going to cost with rates that are justifiable, you know, and for our CIO when during a session or whatever to be able to make decisions and be able to see and explain what are going to be the results if we do have to cut our budgets, what can we cut out, you know, and also finding different funding sources for a lot of our internal subsidies so we can be more competitive and look more attractive to our customers. I think those are some of the main things that I'm hoping for.
I recently spoke with Doug again a year later. It was just after ITSD had completed the full cost process and submitted their budget to the Montana State Legislature for approval.
Now that it's all said and done, yes, we're very happy that we did it. It is providing the information that we expected, and we're moving forward.
You showed your clients in the agencies reports on your planned budget out of full cost. How did that go?
When we met with the agencies, went very well. They were very receptive of the and appreciative of the detail that we were able to provide. Different people were familiar with the services that we were providing in different categories, but when it was all lumped together in one place, they saw it all at once and was kind of overwhelmed by the number of services that we do provide. And we broke a lot of things out. They could actually see what we were doing. They were very appreciative of that. So the meetings went fairly well.
Did this impact your relationship with clients as you'd hoped?
There's a lot more communication going on with them. And they know what they're getting. And if they want something different, they have to pay for it. So I definitely think that helped the credibility.
With more accurate costing, some rates went up while others went down. Did you get any pushback on your rates?
Anytime you're dealing with money and rates, there's always tension. People did react about some of our rates with our services that, wow, it costs that much. Of course, nobody's ever going to be comfortable with the rate unless we give it away. But we can justify what we have. I think our relationships with the agencies improved. You know, I can guarantee in a year from now, things will be fantastic.
Once you got clients on board, I guess your next step was the state budget office. How did they react?
Well, they were involved from the very beginning. I mean, they even, you know, when Dean was there, we had a representative there, and then I kept to keep meeting with them, letting them know where we're going, what's going on. They were extremely supportive. I showed them, here's where all the agencies were, what they have in their base. This is what they need based off the new FMM models. And then here's the difference. You know, and overall, there was an increase, but the budget office looked at that. They believed in this FMM product, and they were involved in the whole thing. So they just gave all the agencies that additional budget that they needed to move up into this FMM model. And they didn't have to justify anything. The budget office worked with me with our FMM and the budget sheets, and that's what they gave the agencies this first go around. So they were very supportive of it.
What happened next in your budget approval process?
We had to go through legislative services, who then present to all the legislators during the session. They just automatically approved what they called the FMM adjustment, and it automatically adjusted all the agencies, so there weren't any winners or losers. The winners lost some budget, and the losers, they gained some budget without any having to go and justify anything. So when we got to the session, it just immediately went through and was a blanket approval, and there was no question at all. So it was all done.
Wow, it was approved by the legislature without any questions? Why do you think full cost flew through these approvals so easily?
Transparency is a huge thing, especially this session. I can definitely say it was a whole heck of a lot easier. I would have had to justify a lot more with our budget office and the legislative session. Any kind of increase. Almost all agencies didn't get any increase whatsoever, and here we got about a $3 million increase that wasn't even questioned. I can't say we wouldn't have got that, but it would have been a huge fight for me, and I doubt we would have got as much as we did get.
Was it really that easy, despite this bad economy?
You know, just selling your rates and stuff with the legislative session went a lot better, and just really knowing the true cost of our services. Do we want to continue this service or not? Has been extremely helpful.
You initially were concerned about the amount of effort the process requires. In retrospect, was it worth it?
No matter where you go and what you do, you're only going to get what you put into it. And I think no matter any way we would look at things, we would have to go through this process. Some of the budget unit managers that were, you know, nobody ever fought this, but they were complaining the whole time because of how much work it was doing and all this. But when it's all said and done, they now understand their services. They take ownership of what they've got. And, you know, I've heard from a couple people here that, you know, that were very skeptical through the whole thing and said, you know, this was probably one of the best things they ever did. And that says a lot.
What advice would you give to other organizations that are contemplating full cost?
My advice would be that be prepared. It's a lot of work, but it's all very worthwhile. So it was a tough process, but it was essential. We had to. No question about it. And if I had to start all over again, I would do it again.
Thank you, Doug Valesky, Assistant Administrator and Head of the Business Office within the state of Montana's Shared Services IT Department. To find out how Full Cost can help you, call 203-431-0029. That's 203-431-0029.